delighted to have as my guest today Steve Morrison, who's better known as The Legend. He's Bob Marley. How are you, Steve?
I can't complain, mate. I've got life and I'm talking to you. Thank God for that. It's been great. It's been really good. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm really pleased to hear about that. Now, you are known as The Legend in many areas, aren't you? Because you put on a really good tribute act to The Legend, Bob Marley.
Oh yeah, you know, we do a very good show, and we're very serious about it as well because of the message that's within the music and the energy that Bob Marley music brings to people and upliftment. You know, so we don't just go and play some Bob Marley songs. We put on a really good show and, you know, entertain the people in a positive way.
Yeah, he was always putting across a great message, wasn't he? Your show that you do, is it going through his life story, or is it what it would have been if he'd still been around? It would have been the concert that he would have put on.
In many ways, and one, what it is, obviously we watch a lot of Bob Marley concerts over the years, you know, growing up, and live concerts. So I had the privilege of seeing him at a very young age. But so the show that we put together is, we could put a show together for, you know, that's like hard, and, you know, some people might not recognize it, but at least nearly every song in the set list is for the audience. You know, create a set list and the music, and we put on a show for the audience. So, you know, and they really enjoy it, and it doesn't matter where we go, the show works, you know. So we basically, the show is created for the audience, you know.
I understand that. So what you want really is, you want the audience to really be involved with you, don't you? You want that feedback immediately, don't you, that they're enjoying it?
Yes, definitely, because it's all about them. It's not about individuals in the band and, you know, people that come around and stuff like that. It's about the audience. Give them what they want, and they really do enjoy it, and it works.
Yeah, and you've mentioned the band. You have got a really great band behind you, haven't you?
Yes, definitely. You know, I've been blessed with musicians that are part of Legend.
Yeah, and you've been together for quite a while now.
Yeah, well, this year we're celebrating 20 years. We're on a 20 years anniversary tour of Legend, doing the music of Bob Marley. Crazy, but it's really good.
It is. Time just flies, isn't it? It really does. So what made you think 20 years ago, I'm going to do this really good tribute to Bob Marley? What made you start Legend in the first place?
I'm a musician as well. Yeah. And I had the privilege of working. I'm a trombone player, and I also sing backing vocals and stuff during my period of, you know, playing. And, 2006, I used to tour all over Brazil, you know, we started touring from the 80s. Right. And things started to slow down. But somebody mentioned to me, why don't you do a Bob Marley tribute band? And I said, well, if I'm going to do a Bob Marley tribute band, if the musicians are here for money, forget it. It's got to be right. It's not about money. It's about getting it right. Yeah. If I'm not going to get it right, or it's not going to be, you know, where we need to get it to, it's a waste of time, because I take it very serious. And that from there, from 2006, I put it together. I handpicked all the musicians. And next thing you know, I knew I had something from, I heard the first rehearsals. And from there, it just went off. It just absolutely went off. And now we're 20 years.
Yeah. So getting it right, what did that mean? How did you do that?
Well, basically what I've done is, first thing I've done is I handpicked the musicians in the community from Birmingham. You know, some of these guys done shows with other acts, but some of them never really done major tours. So I deliberately didn't want to really use musicians that were always doing stuff, because it's going to be a clash. So I picked at least, you know, fresh musicians, auditioned, and I created the band, and then I put a set list together and the music, and I said, here's the set list, here's the music, here's the order, go away and learn it. Within a week and a half they came back, I heard them, and I knew I had something. So getting it right is important with the songs. It's also important to our performance and how serious you are about music and Bob Marley music and the message. That's basically what I thought. So I made sure that I had to make sure of that. And, you know, it just went off. It just went to the where we needed to go. Well, people, it's a nice feeling when people come to you after a show and say, wow, I saw Bob Marley, or I felt like I was at a Bob Marley concert. At least I've got, we were on the right track. We're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the biggest accolade you can ever have, isn't it, really, to be told that you are Bob Marley to us, or were Bob Marley
definitely
to us.
Definitely. Well, you know, yeah, they get that feel. Because there are people out there that have seen Marley in his days, which is not, you know, when you hear people talk about this, I said, well, there's not a lot of people in here. But yeah, at least you've seen him, and it's a privilege for us to hear that you've experienced Bob Marley, and to know that you feel that kind of a vibe coming to watch a legend. It's absolutely fantastic.
How near do you get yourself to actually be the man himself?
Say that again, sorry.
How close do you try to get to be the man himself, or is it just you? It's the music that's the important thing,
basically, I've been blessed with all the musicians that I've got well up in legend. And the lead singer, you know, was one of the last persons we found. Yeah. And he just fits straight in. He doesn't pretend to sing like Marley. He just naturally just sings like that. And it's very hard to find people like that. But we were blessed in a way. It's like it was supposed to be, you know. So, you know, and the performance as well. We work in the rehearsal rooms, you know, with the performance, and try and keep it as close. We don't really mess about with it. And, you know, you can do all kinds of stuff with music, you know. Yeah. No, we try and keep it as close to the Marley experience as we can.
So 20 years ago, I don't suppose you believed that you were going to end up in the West End with your show, did you?
Never, not in a million years. Not in a million. The places that we have been as a band, you know, we never thought, you know, it's like, you're not saying, well, right, we're going to set this up and we're going to go there, we're going to go. No, you don't, you know. And to do the West End is never, it wasn't, you never saw it, as you said, you know, you never, not in a million years.
No, but you've done it. So Bob Marley Bob Marley music played a big part in your life, your musical life from the start, has it really?
Yes, because I lived in Jamaica for 10 years.
Right.
And I grew up around the National Stadium, where all the concerts in the big concerts come to Jamaica would actually appear there. And I lived across the road, which, you know, you just can't really write it. It's just crazy. And, you know, even with music, I never really knew how serious I was going to get into music, because I knew I wasn't really playing an instrument. But I picked up the trombone, and next thing you know, I was on stage. Within 2 weeks, I was on stage, and the rest is history. And then Marley came, and it's just like, you know, amazing how things are going, and especially with the way things are now in the world.
Yeah.
We need positive music. We need music that we can go and, you know, listen to and go, you know what, I feel so good. Because there's so much negativity. We bring the positivity within music and within our performance. And that's very important.
It's a difficult question to answer, really. I don't want your favourite one, particularly favourite one that you perform, but which one do you like performing the most? Which one gives you the most enjoyment? You know, because there are so many, aren't there? And you can't say, I like that one. And then the next minute you say, that one as well. But there must be one that you actually know that the audience is going to really respond to it. And there must be a really enjoyable thing about it.
Yes, there is. Could You Be Loved is one of them, you know, that I really like. And there's another one, what we put in the set list, that I don't, you know, it's not a popular one with a lot of people, but it's a very serious song, and it's called Work. You know, Bob Marley says, people can look for it and go Work. You know, it's so positive in the actual message that it brings. It starts the show, but after that, you got songs like Exodus, you got like No Woman to Cry, very 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 very, you know, a very nice one that people like, and I like, Three Little Birds. Although it's so much songs, though, it's absolutely, you know, it's crazy the amount of songs within a short space of time that he was on this planet that he created, and the message and the positivity within the music as well. It's amazing.
Yeah, and there is such a back catalogue, isn't there? You could have chosen another 2 hour show, couldn't you, really?
Oh, yes. So there's songs there that's like heavier songs. And, you know, but, you know, those songs are the ones that I kind of like because there's a load of, there's so much songs. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, but, you know, I had to choose some songs for you anyway. So, you know, those are the songs that I like as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, give us, it must be absolutely fantastic being in an audience with you, because the music really makes everything, and played well everything.
Oh, it does. It's, you know, when you play music, sometimes people just play music, but I don't really play music just to, you know, it's nice when you get a vibe from the audience and they get back to you with their feedback. You know, and they go away, and they're on a high when they leave the concert. That is so important because, you know, we don't know what people are going through, but at least we bring that kind of energy and that message for them to be uplifted. It's amazing, and you know, we look forward to every single concert and entertaining the crowd because we really, really do get a good feedback and we give them a good energy.
I was going to ask you to give a last plug, but you've already done it. You've already enthused everybody there already. It must be a really great show to come and see.
Yes, definitely. And we look forward to every single audience. And, you know, we look forward to this show that's coming up that's the interview is all about as well.
Okay. Thanks very much, Steve, for your time. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure having, you know, thank you for bringing me on board. And, we look forward to the show and the audience and that wonderful audience is going to come.